first of all, how'd you come up with the name Barrel Chest?
Well, Barrel Chest kind of invokes like a cellar full of barrels. And I also come from a long line of burly German men, so.
How did you decide to get into this business? Because, and again, I don't think there's anything like this in Roanoke.
There's not anything, yeah, there's nothing quite like this anywhere close that I know of. I've been in the business since 2008. I've been in all aspects of it. I've worked at a winery, I've worked for an importer, an exporter, worked retail in New York City, New Jersey. The main inspiration for the store came from North Carolina, where their alcohol laws are a lot more lax. So pretty much every beer store has beer on tap and wine by the glass. So I wanted to bring that here to Roanoke, and it wasn't as easy, but we got it done.
Just talk about how many types of beer you have here, and how do you source all this?
As of last count, we have 1,206 different beers, almost as many wines. We've got a lot of distributors we work with, hop and wine. We get most of it, a lot of it from Specialty Beverage, PA Short locally here.
I mean, do people hear about Trends Martin and then come in and see if you've got that or want to know more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. They hear about a new style of beer and they come in and want to try as many as they can, and we have a lot of different options for each style.
What are the latest trends in beer? Are there some new trends?
The latest big one seems to be sour beers, wild fermented beers, lambics, that sort of thing.
Talk about you've got a little area in there where you serve beer, and I guess you rotate that around. Just talk about that. That seems to, about the vibe that's helped create for this place.
Yeah, right now we've got 15 beers on tap at any given time. It's brought a lot of people into the store. It's because it's so different. You can, you know, have a drink in a retail store, which is really unique.
You get some regulars?
We have a lot of regulars already. It's great. I never would have expected it to be such a big part of the store. I thought it was just going to be kind of an added bonus that people might take advantage of once in a while, but it's really turning into a hangout spot, which is great.
If people come here and they want to learn more about beer, are you and your staff able to spend a little time with them to kind of get them around, show them different types of beer?
Absolutely. Yeah, our staff is really well-versed in wine and beer, and happy to take as much time explaining all the different styles and all the different options.
You know, there's a lot of microbrewers and craft beer makers that have sprung up in Roanoke. Is it good for your business in a way to get more, if more people are attuned to different types of beer?
It sure is. Yeah, when I moved here 3 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot when it comes to local craft beer. So 3 years ago, I would have never thought about opening a place like this. But now that there's so many local breweries around, it really helped me get the courage to open this, because I know there's enough interest now.
And when did you open up here?
It's been 2 months. Our official opening day was August 15th.
Okay. So are more people finding out about you?
They sure are, yeah. So far, it's just been social media and word of mouth, and keep getting more and more every day.